back at it with the steady Hotman Crowder and Solana. 305 cafecito time, dame una colada. Got some interviews next, always got dope guests. Get the cesspool live, dropping comments and likes. We about to get right, talking sports, my G. Listen to Odyssey and 104.3. Live and back on GeorgiaMusic.com. Hitting it at the park like a Matt Mervis bomb. All power. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for that 3 o'clock. Ready for that 3 o'clock.
Ready for that 3 o'clock hour. That's Georgie with his latest banger. And I sent it to Matt Mervis, and he loved it. There's the line in there, hitting it out of the park like another Matt Mervis bomb. He loved it. He thanks everyone. I didn't tell him that Solana and Crowder have turned on him, and I'm his only ride or die. But no, don't look. You've turned on Matt Mervis.
My look was I didn't turn on him. I never was on his side, so I was just staying where I was.
How dare you? Marlins made a trade today. Marlins sent Edward Cabrera to the Cubs.
They did?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't even see that.
Wow, yeah, it's a big trade.
Damn.
Oh, we're trying to get better.
Are they? I don't know.
They're so, a pitcher. I don't
couple
know.
Things. I am you are you shocked by this, Solana?
Yeah, no, I mean I saw that there were some rumors about Edward Cabrera, maybe the Yankees were interested. I'm surprised I didn't see that he got traded.
Well, you've had a busy day, last 2 days, fixing Crowder's computer, and you need some time to yourself to come down from the high. I am so delighted with the way Crowder looks and sounds. I mean, it really shines a spotlight on the last, 2 years of his hazy camera?
I look good, don't I?
Like, if you look at the YouTube stream or you go look at our YouTube channel later on tonight and compare the picture that we're looking at right now, the video of Crowder versus Crowder, 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
I mean, it's startling. It's almost like you were in like a grainy hostage video for the last couple of years.
So my Zelle's attached to my email, guys, so I need some money for this AirBook MacBook is expensive.
I'll tell you what, it's the best books out of all the AirBooks. The Mac Apple book is probably the best AirBook.
And it downloads browsers in 10 seconds, bro. It's crazy.
Solana and I could not believe it yesterday that between 4:55 and 5 o'clock, you downloaded and installed Google Chrome. And then how did you import all your bookmarks and stuff? Like, how did you even...
What are you talking about?
Because how did you get signed on? Because, because it is really easy to import all your bookmarks and all. Like, nothing should change. But I have to imagine you fired up Google Chrome and didn't even know what you were looking at.
Solana said... Honestly, he said, go to Safari and type in the top line, download Google Chrome. I hit enter, and the first thing on the top of that list was download Google Chrome. I hit it. There was a bunch of little beep, 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 beep in the corner, and then this big page popped up, and it said Google Chrome. And I pushed skip this. They were saying, all this craziness. Do you want to put this on there? That I don't put anything on. I just want to get to Google Chrome. Went to Google Chrome. Tapped Gmail, went into my email. I do know how to go into my email. Went into my email, and it said Solana Show Sheet. And I tapped Show Sheet, StreamYard. I tapped StreamYard. It came
incredible. Up. Incredible. I mean, this really is someone where the pilot is incapacitated and someone who's never flown a plane before landing the plane. Like, that's how far behind he is on computer skills.
Just give me, why does this browser need my phone number? It asked for my phone number. I'm going to give you my phone number, browser. I just want to get to my Gmail, bro.
Truly amazing. You want to hear an amazing story? This is amazing. We're going to get to headlines. Lee Sterling's going to join us this hour. Don Bailey Jr. in the next hour from Arizona. We'll talk some Fiesta Bowl. This is an amazing story. Ticket Wizard tells us I have a text group with him, thread. And he tells us this morning, because you know the Ticket Wizard, he's my only friend who still gets the actual newspaper delivered. And he gets the Herald and the Sun Sentinel. Now, I want to start it by saying, you know, I am a big proponent of supporting local journalism. Yes. I believe everyone should subscribe, certainly sports fans, to the Sun Sentinel app, the Miami Herald app, and the Palm Beach Post app. You get some of the best Dolphins coverage and all the other stuff that comes along with it. But to get an actual newspaper, which I used to love, loved reading a newspaper, I just don't do it. I mean, for 5 years now, probably longer, because there's nothing in there that I haven't seen hours, if not days prior. Because I get all the push notifications from my newspaper subscriptions, you know, on the apps. Well, the Ticket Wizard loves his newspaper every morning, not just the Sunday paper guy. Every morning he sits down, he makes himself a full breakfast, which already I find crazy. Like, but he, Barry's got to make a full breakfast every morning. And then he sits down with his newspaper and he gets delivered the Sun Sentinel and the Miami Herald 7 days a week. Both newspapers. He texted us this morning. Might be end of an era. I just figured out how much I'm spending every year on the newspapers. Guess how much he was spending for 7 day delivery, Sun Sentinel and Miami Herald.
I know it's a couple bucks. It used to be a quarter. Just quick math, what, $20 a week, $80 a month? That's $1,000?
That's what I was going to say, like $500 each, so $1,000.
You're not going to believe this.
No way, it's more.
$4,500 a year. $400 a month. He has been spending for the last 20 years, he figured out, on those newspaper subscriptions.
What?
I said, Barry, I think I'm going to vomit. Like, I can't even believe this. And he's like, you're the one who talked me into doing auto pay on everything. When I used to have to write a check, then I would be reminded of it. But I thought he was crazy all these years for writing checks. He would, hey, I got to call you back. I'm writing checks. I go, you're what? You're writing checks? To who? Who even takes a check? So I had to double check this morning. I go, Barry, you can't have this right. This can't be right. He goes, I wish I was wrong. I'm simmering, couldn't sleep last night, $393 a month between the two subscriptions for the Herald and the Sun Sentinel. And I said, what? Barry, you didn't see a charge from the Sun Sentinel for $200 every month and think to yourself, this is a little off?
Barry got some bread now, Hawk. Barry ain't struggling.
Like, he's like, well, the Sun Sentinel, he's like, the Sun Sentinel, they bill you every 8 weeks. So I'm like, so every other month you saw a bill for $400 and you just kept paying it?
Oh.
So he was saying he called, I'm looking at the thread that I'm on with him and some other friends. So he was saying he called the Sun Sentinel and the Herald and said, hey, I'm seeing something for like a dollar a week for 13 weeks. And they said to him, well, that's for new customers only. And so Barry's like, I have paid you guys thousands of dollars a year for 30 years. You can't give me a deal? One of our friends I'm trying to look at the threat. None of us could believe it. One of the guys on the thread said something along the lines of the customer service, they don't have a $4,500 a year department retention, so you stymied them.
He's paying somebody's salary.
Ira's going to have to sell his house now that he's canceled this subscription.
He goes, I really should just Venmo Hawk the money. He's the one who gives me my news anyway. Because I see the news 48 hours before he does, and I know what interests him, so I forward it to him.
Hey, Wizard, Edward Cabrera's about to be traded to the Cubs.
Well, I'm thinking here, I mean, should we start our own publication? Should we start our own newspaper?
Only if it's really geared towards Barry.
Barry's okay. Giving out, bro, we know what he likes. He likes to fish. He likes sports. We can get this Barry newsletter going and get $4,000 a month.
Traffic news. Jimmy can drop it off every morning. He'll have a route to Barry's house.
I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way because I love the local journalists, from Ira Winderman to Joe Shad to Omar Kelly to Chris Perkins. We can name them all, right? I really am a big believer in supporting local journalism. It's important. But the app gives you, to me, everything you need. Maybe you want to get a Sunday paper because there's something special about opening up a Sunday paper. Like, I get that. But $4,500 a year for the Herald and the Sun Sentinel? Wow.
You talked to me in years ago of paying the firewall when I pull up people's articles and they say you got to pay. And I started paying and I have that on auto pay. But to your point, I see those dollars leaving. It was never hundreds of dollars leaving my account.
Oh.
But I have the apps. Like, I have the Miami Herald subscription. I read it every morning, which is why I'm surprised I didn't see the Edward Cabrera news. I have the Sun Sentinel subscription because I love Ira Winderman and Chris Perkins and Fiorones. And I have Palm Beach Post as well. Every now and then, Hawk, like on a Sunday, if I go to Publix in the morning to go do some groceries, I'll pick up a paper. I think it's like $7 or $6. We had Jimmy call Publix once.
Which is like, crazy, right? I'll like the Sunday paper all of a sudden is like $5, $6, $7. Yeah.
Yeah, but he'd be saving money doing that, I think, right? If he went and bought
one. Well,
sure,
you're paying for the delivery as well. Like, you get the delivery service, but holy mackerel. I mean,
You know what? To talk about the Wizard, it's funny. Solana said Publix, because I text the Wizard the other day. Because he got me stuck on the most expensive oranges in the world when we went fishing one time. Have you ever heard of Sumo Citrus?
Yeah, those Sumo oranges. Lori likes those.
No.
But they're $5 an orange. It's $5 an orange. So he brings them out fishing. We go fishing. He's like, you got to taste these oranges. I'm like, damn, these oranges are delicious. So I go get some. I take them home. Now my kids won't eat mandarin oranges anymore because they want Sumo Citrus. Mandarin oranges are $6 a bag. Sumo Citrus is $5 an orange.
Tell you what, this ticket wizard, man, between the newspaper and the orange, it's $48 every morning.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
You talking about reading text. I texted. I pulled it up. I sent him a picture of the oranges. I can't show it too long because I said it was a lot of cuss words in there. F you, these bees are expensive as F. Happy New Year, bro. I hate you.
How does a paper get delivered nowadays, Hawk? Like, I can't imagine it's some kid on a bicycle going around.
Yeah, it's like some, it's probably some station wagon. Didn't you have a paper route? You told us, Crowder, you and your dad had a paper route.
I used to wake up with Big Randy, go to the factory, get the papers piled in the back seat of his Ford Taurus. And we run, and I throw him out the passenger window, and he throw him out the driver window. This one, times got tough at the Crowder house. It was that's when I knew this gravy train.
You were the only NFL father-son combo that had a paper route.
I knew this gravy train has ran out. I'm waking up at 3 a.m. with pops.
It's staggering. That's a staggering amount of money to be spending on the newspaper. Like, a staggering amount.
Because the price has to go up because they have to pay somebody to take it to him. That's where the money goes. They have to pay somebody to take it to him.
I guess. I mean, and then you have to tip the guy, you know. You have to tip your newspaper delivery guy every year.
You tip surgeons. You tip everybody.
No, but you do have to tip the paper delivery guy.
You
like
don't
they give
have
you
to tip him.
Well, you do. They give you an envelope with a card in it like a couple weeks before Christmas and it says thank you for this year. So there's another $100 right there. So Barry was spending, I'm going to say $4,700 a year to have two newspapers delivered to his house.
Another $100,000 on breakfast. Cause who makes full breakfast?
He does. He makes a full breakfast.
I feel like I missed out on like a novel Americana life.
Oh, the newspaper was the best.
The paper thing with the person they throw the paper onto the front lawn. Also the milkman. I never experienced that. I'd go to Publix, get 2% with the little purple top, and put it in the shopping cart with my parents when I was a kid. I mean, you guys had somebody showing up to the house with milk. Glasses.
That is true. When I was a kid.
You had milkman?
Yeah. I mean, I was only like 5 or 6 when it ended. So I don't have the kind of memories of it. But I remember we had a metal square container at the side of the house. Crazy. And the milkman would pull up and my mom would fill out the form. 2% or whole milk, cottage cheese, American cheese, whatever it is. And they would put the milk and the cheese in the box, you know, that was kind of insulated. And it was in glass bottles. And you could see the cream on the top sometimes, you know, the milk. And then when you were done with the milk, you'd put the empty bottles back in the container for when the milkman came with your next delivery to pick up the empties.
Was it true? Because the joke of, you know, if you don't look like your father, yo, that's some, you're the milkman's son. Was the milkman knocking down people?
Because the husband, I mean, this is the 70s, husband's at work, the wife's at home, the strapping milkman comes to the door. And listen, times might be tough. Maybe you need a discount on that milk.
You got to work off the milk, huh?
What's better than an 80-cent gallon of milk? A 40-cent gallon of milk.
So that was Forrest Gump's mom, similar situation.
Ooh. She needed a tuition decrease.
Your mama care about your education.
What was that, like a prestigious job back in the day, the milkman? Mm.
I don't think so.
I mean,
it was probably a fun job if they knocked down all the women, but it's
yeah, I think that was probably like a job out of college or something. Like,
milkman was showing out. I like it.
Yeah. What times? The newspaper.
I was on. All right. You know what? To Barry, to the love of the wizard. I ate actual food when I was a kid because of the newspaper and Randy's route.
Right.
So supporting
the newspaper. Listen, the newspaper back when I was a kid was everything. Mm-hmm. The newspaper, like, that was an economy. The writers were revered. The newsrooms were packed. You couldn't wait to get, you know, many cities used to have a morning newspaper and an afternoon newspaper.
That's crazy.
So you'd have the morning edition and then you'd have the late edition because things would happen during the day.
Yeah. Big Randy used to have 7,000 newspapers in the back of his Taurus. He didn't read the newspaper, though. Because until the day he died, he used to say, man, ain't nothing bad news in there. I don't want to read about that.
That's funny. There was, I mean, obviously somebody just put on the chat, the movie times. I mean, that was the only way to get the movie times was in the newspaper. The only way to get any kind of statistical information on your sports teams or your favorite players was the newspaper. Yeah. I wouldn't have known Bam only scored 7 points last night if I didn't check the box score. And I might have thought it was a misprint.
You got the 7, though.
And then, you know, I grew up with the TV guide that I fondly miss. We're like, now you know what's on at all times. But I used to turn on TV guide in the morning and see what was on currently. And then if you kind of glanced away and you missed what was on ESPN, now you got to sit through the entire 99 channels again when it loops back around.
When did guide start? Because I know when I moved to Atlanta, so I was like 12. When the guide started, where you could push the button and see the...
Yeah, it was like...
So, mid-90s?
I feel like it was late 80s.
Solana, what kind of cable did you have?
No, bro.
But it was
I was born in 94, and I remember in like the early 2000s, you were still going to TV Guide.
Wasn't it called TV Preview? The station TV Preview?
You're talking about, you were reading what's coming on at ABC at 8 a.m.?
It would show you like what was currently on, and it would just be
It was the scrolling right. Channel grid.
Yeah.
What cable did you have?
You don't remember the scrolling channel grid?
But I'm saying Solana's young. You couldn't push Guide and go through the channels?
Not until my parents got DirecTV in like the late aughts, like 2008, 2009, they got DirecTV, and that was revolutionary. Like, oh my God, look how many channels we have. I can see now, I click on Guide, and I can see what's currently on. But
but that was out way before then.
I just had cable.
I think your parents were getting over on you.
And we were stealing HBO. Eduardo was stealing HBO somehow, some cable in the back. I don't know.
The best days were the DirecTV cards, when you could buy the card that was hacked and you would get absolutely everything. When I say absolutely everything, I mean every porn channel that DirecTV had.
I've told y'all before, I wore out the Officer and the Gentleman tape. VHS? Man, I wore out that tape.
When I got this DirecTV hacked card, you literally would take out the card from your DirecTV box, you'd put in this hacked card, and it opened up every channel, and they had these adult movie channels. This, by the way, is when I'm working and married. I got this card, I'm not a kid. This is, got married in 97. I'm guessing this is like 2000, 2001. So I got this card that got every channel. I would come home from work, because Lori was at work all day down in Fort Lauderdale, and I worked at a radio station in West Palm. I would come home from work just to watch these porn channels for free. I couldn't believe I was getting them all for free. I couldn't believe that they were just piping it right into the house.
I told you.
It was one of the saddest days of my life when all of a sudden everything was scrambled again.
Oh, you got me.
Oh, buzzkill.
I love the idea of like Lebatard calling Hawk one day, like, hey, I'm putting together this revolutionary radio show. What are you up to? I want to talk shop. And Hawk's just scrolling through 7,000 porn channels.
I'm watching Ebony Beach. Ebony Beach Beauty 7.
Yes, sir. Bob, we were watching the same channel. You say 01? I was a junior in high school.
That's crazy, man. You had it that easy? Mm. That's crazy to me. I was just typing into Google on my sister's laptop, big butts.
I didn't even have that.
Man, mine's worse.
Man, I had to go through to get a magazine, by the way. A magazine.
Mm-hmm. We did magazine. I told you before, we got a magazine one time, and I thought I was clever because we had decorative towels in the bathroom. The towels nobody uses, the pretty ones that match the decor of the bathroom. So I thought I was slick. So I tore some pages out of the nasty magazine, put them underneath the towels that nobody touched. So when I go in the bathroom, now I have my little nasty magazines already in the bathroom, like hidden in plain sight. My mom washed the towels every now and again. I get home, and I'm not talking about, I'm not a kid. I'm about to go to UF. I'm 18 years old. And my nasty pictures are sprawled out on my bed, and she's not even home. So somebody found these, huh?
I told you. I used to have the porn magazines in the bathroom. We had carpet in the bathroom, but it was just laid over the tile. It wasn't glued down or anything. It was the whole room.
Genius.
Just wasn't. So I would pull the carpet up and put all these magazines under there. I mean, a dozen magazines under the carpet. No one was ever going to look under there. And then I went off to college, and I never moved home. My parents sold the house, and someone bought that house, pulled up this ratty carpet, and saw Gang Babes.
And hit the jackpot.
Hit the jackpot. All right, real quick look at the headlines. We went way too long there. Real quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Two breaking news stories while we were talking about porn.
Hey, but just quickly, the guy that doesn't put his story out there is the guy with the worst porn addiction. Jimmy didn't say a word.
I say that all with pride.
Jimmy heard you talking about where you hide your magazines. He's like, huh, that's a good idea. I might try that one out.
Got him.
He doesn't have to hide anything, though, because it's all on his OnlyFans app. So he's good to go. It's all well organized. The Baltimore Ravens, according to Diana Russini, have requested permission to interview Anthony Weaver, the Dolphins defensive coordinator, for their head coaching vacancy. Remember, he coached there and he played there.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's going to be a head coach somewhere next season.
Yeah. As it happens, like, we look at him differently down here, but obviously around the league, they look at Anthony Weaver with a lot of respect, a lot more than we do, but we see him every day, and our defenses haven't been that great. So
I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world for him to go elsewhere.
No, not Anthony.
I mean, not if Harbaugh stays, right? They have that connection. Yeah. They have that chemistry.
Yeah.
And Shams Charania, remember, Trae Young seems to be on the outs. According to Shams, the latest, Trae Young has the Washington Wizards as his top preferred trade destination.
Why on earth would you want to go there?
Where's he from? That doesn't make sense. Is he from that area? Like, that doesn't make sense. That's crazy.
No idea. He went to Oklahoma, and he's from Norman. His high school was in Oklahoma. So, and he was born in Texas. So I don't think he has any connections to Washington.
Such a strange destination to prefer.
I read something. They said the new NBA is really messing him over, but the whole article is about that he can't play defense. So now you have to play defense in the NBA. I'm like, you didn't have to used to play defense? This is a conundrum.
Oh, Joe Zagacki sent me a picture at In-N-Out. He was at the he tweeted me at In-N-Out. I retweeted it. His wife now has just tweeted me. I'm going to retweet it. Joe Zagacki in the little In-N-Out paper hat. Put it up.
Joe jacked up.
I'll put it up here. Hold on.
He's living the life right now, right? Like, if there was anybody, oh, I mean, if there was anybody who's going to enjoy this.
Look at that.
Bro. Joe is excited.
Time of his life. In-N-Out Burger in Arizona. What's in better? Arizona.
Your weather in South Florida, it is in the mid-80s right now. Sunny tonight. The lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
Lee Sterling is going to pick some winners for us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this. There's been a load of compromising. We went very long, Lee Sterling, because we were talking about newspapers and paper routes and hacking DirecTV cards to get porn and all the stuff you would imagine we were talking about right before a gigantic Miami Hurricanes game coming up. Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Did you ever have a paper route when you were a kid?
We had an admission in college. Me and a bunch of friends, we ran a wire from the telephone line all the way to our dorm room, and we stole cable. So had to have ESPN. It was 1982.
Yeah, it was an easier time when you could do stuff like that.
Yeah,
very.
How was your experience in Dallas? You at the last minute decided to go to the Miami Ohio State game, right?
Well, what happened was I woke up the morning of the Texas A&M game, and I looked at my wife and I said, you know what? I think we're going to beat A&M, and we were at the loss in 2003, and it was the worst loss I've ever been at. to have the game stolen away from you. And I said to her,
"We're celebrating a win.
I'm not sure we're celebrating a win, but in case we win, if I'm not there," I said, "I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life." So we booked a flight. We did put it on 24-hour standby, and we went. And I have to say this, it was everything and more. It was even way more emotional than even the 2001 national championship game that we won at the Rose Bowl, because we were up 31-0. And to see the Ohio State fans have to file out, it was a beautiful thing. My wife and I are both very emotional and stayed for probably about 30 minutes after we won the game just to watch the ceremony.
And Lee, being a professional gambler and, you know, betting against or with the lines and all that stuff, do you go back and watch the game again? Because I go to Dolphin games. I don't know what's going on a schematic level when I go to the game. I like the energy of it, but I go back and watch it to see what really happened.
Yeah, I do. And a couple takeaways. I thought, I don't know if people realize it, Miami had 30 or 35,000 fans at the game. So I was on the Ohio State side. The entire side, other side, was Miami fans. I mean, it was 95%, and even had some in the end zones and on the side I was on. So I was shocked at the incredible turnout. I think people wanted to be there if, like I said, there was a chance that they could beat Ohio State. And I thought the officials let the game, let the players play. Now, I will say this going into this game, this might be the biggest thing based on this upcoming game. If they let them play like did in the last game, I think it'll hurt Miami, because there was at least 5 or 6 holding calls that they could have called on Ohio State offensive linemen. And if they let Ole Miss, the offensive line, get away with that. Now, there were some calls. Miami could have been called a couple times for pass interference, trying to guard Smith. I mean, he's unguardable on the sidelines. And obviously the Miami long bomb, they probably should have called interference that way. But I think it'll favor Ole Miss that way. So I was shocked at the turnout from Miami. I don't think you could see it on TV. And I heard from a lot of people, they didn't realize. They just thought there was a couple sections of Miami fans. But the Miami fans really showed out. And I also thought that I thought that they dominated even more. If you watch the TV, you don't realize. I was able to watch, you know, the coverages. They were not giving us, if some people were complaining we should have tried to go deep, they were not giving us the long ball all night long.
Well, let me get to the picks before we run out of time. Lee Sterling, again, the website is ParamountSports.com. Canes are 3.5-point favorites over Ole Miss tomorrow night.
Okay. And I'm not saying this just because I picked Miami last week and I predicted they'd win the game straight up, plus the 280 or plus 300. I think Miami's the right side again. Like I said, unless we see some strange things happen, they'll be as healthy as they've ever been. I think that Mississippi, of the four units, their defense is the weakest. If you want to look at some guys they're going to target, number 6, the linebacker, T.J. Dottery. He plays almost every play. He calls the signals, but I think he's real weak in run defense. They're going to try to run at him, and the two defensive backs they're going to target are going to be a guy named Kepena Gushikin and Jalen Braxton. Those two guys, they tend to – Gushkin can get beat. I think he allowed 5 completions and 5 targets in the game. And Braxton tends to hold some also, gets a little handsy. I think Miami's going to run a lot of flanker screens to Tony, which really they were tough to get going with Ohio State. But I think they'll be successful with those. And I think our offensive line is going to dominate. They're going to score more. This is going to be more of a high-scoring game here. But Miami's defensive line, the numbers, 12 sacks, 50 pressures, 16 tackles for loss in 2 playoff games are unprecedented. And I think we're on a mission. I don't know if we're going to win at all, but I think we're at least going to get there. I like Miami here in a high-scoring game relatively. I like them 30-20, 30-23.
All right, I hope you're right. How about the game the next night? Indiana, 3.5-point favorite over Oregon.
Indiana scares me. I don't know if anyone's ever brought this up, but Fernando Mendoza reminds me of Bernie Kosar. Kind of a little, you know, different. You know, it doesn't look fluid, tall, lanky. I mean, Mendoza's more of a threat running straight ahead, but not side to side, just like Bernie was. But he just sees the field and makes good decisions. But I think the difference is, just like Ole Miss playing Georgia, I think when you get to play a team for a second time, I think it favors the team that lost the first game. So as long as Lanning doesn't go for it like he did in the first game of the playoffs here, well, second game, actually, they played James Madison first. As long as he doesn't go for it eight times like he did last week against Texas Tech, he was successful on four of them. I think Oregon, if I had – it's not a strong play, but if I had to take a side, I take Oregon plus 3.5 in their game against Indiana. I just don't think that Indiana can operate and just – they were just unstoppable against Alabama. It's tough to do that two games in a row. Kind of the same way with Shambliss. Shambliss threw for Ole Miss 367 yards. That was his best game of the year. It's tough to duplicate that two games in a row.
So you're thinking we're going to see Miami in the national championship game at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah. Everyone who hadn't have tickets is going to have to shell out a lot of money. I was checking on the ticket resellers. Yeah, cheapest ticket today, $3,000. And that's for the top row.
Wow. Not and that's before you know Miami's going to be there.
Yeah. So, well, they're taking a chance. If let's say it's Indiana and Ole Miss, the tickets you're going to, if you buy tickets now, you're going to have to resell them and you might lose a couple grand.
Yeah, you'll take a bath. These are getting snapped up by Miami fans, and this is the time to do it. If you believe in the team, like if you want to talk about gambling, that's the gamble. Like, buy your tickets now because it's only.
Were you emotional, Mark, after the game, after Miami beat Ohio State, or towards the end when they scored the touchdown to go up by 10 in the game against Ohio State?
I didn't hear what you said.
Were you emotional?
Oh, yeah, we were exercising. We talked about it with John Michaels, whatever. It was like this, the exercising these demons, you know, that 03, I mean, for any Hurricanes, for anyone down here, it sticks with you because you really, for a second, celebrated a national championship. And then it got pulled out from under you. And then you watched the replay, whatever, and it certainly wasn't like a blatant call. And you felt ripped off for over two decades.
And Miami for the last 23 years has been either in a downward or a level trajectory, not even close to playing for a national title. So it we exercised some demons. We got redemption.
And we did. Lee Sterling, the website, ParamountSports.com, on Twitter, @ Paramount Sports. Hopefully we are talking to you next week, previewing the Canes in a national championship matchup.
I hope so.
That would be great. All right. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys.
4 o'clock hour, Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.